My friends did not like country music at all.
So all they talk about is hunting and fishing. I'm like, that's all it is to do around here.
Oh, now all my friends listen to country music. Like, they be hitting me up for playlists and stuff. My name is Rashad, and this year has been crazy. Got to make my debut at the Grand Ole Opry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rashad! Man, it feels good to be in the circle.
Did Nissan Stadium at CMA Fest. Got the key to the city. Got my own day, Rashad Day. Now I'm here at CMT. I used to watch this when I was little. Now I'm on it. The way I would describe my music is a little bit of everything. A little bit of hip hop, a little bit of rock. That's whatever I'm feeling at the moment. I always wanted to find my own lane in country music. My music don't sound like all the other country music you hear, which ain't a problem. It's just that many black country artists. Every day I get a comment about, oh, this ain't country music. Or, oh, he wearing the chain, this ain't country music. Or, oh, he got twists in his hair, this ain't country music. Or, oh, this ain't country music, he just sound country. I might not be the face you see when you think of country music, but it's in my soul.
Did you ever consider career music?
I prayed that it would. I prayed that it would be a reality. I wasn't sure though, because I'm like, I come from Willacoochee, Georgia. There ain't that many people making it out of here doing music. I'm from Willacoochee, Georgia. It's a population of like 1,200. When I was working with my daddy, he would listen to songs like Drive by Alan Jackson and I Got the Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owen. But at the time, I didn't like it. I would be like, man, turn that off. When I landed on CMT, that's when I was like, okay, this is cool. And that's when I started listening to country music. I first started singing in the choir, because my mama used to make me sing at church. But at that time, I wanted to rap, because I thought singing was lame and rapping was cool. I was super young when I started recording my own music, which I mean, I guess you can't really technically call it recording, considering I was doing it on an MP3 player. And I would put one headphone in front of the TV and I would rap into the other one because I figured out that I could put instrumentals on DVDs and just play it out the DVD player. The way I would get my instrumentals, I would burn them on the CD at the library because in my house, we didn't have internet. So if the library wasn't open, wasn't no song dropping that day.
It's Rashad.
When I started doing country music, I did it just to do it. 2019, I was sitting in the house and I was like, I ain't never tried to write a country song. So I sat there, made a country song, sent it to a couple friends. They was like, oh bro, this is dope. You should do a whole project. I think I recorded like 8 songs, but my laptop crashed and only 4 got saved. So that was the ones I put out and it felt good doing it. You know, in country, you ain't gotta have this persona. Like I feel like in other genres, you gotta be this specific type of person. Whereas in country music, I could just be myself. And the stuff I was talking about, I'm like, it's just coming to me easy. So I'm like, yeah, this is where I wanna be. My wife had told me about TikTok and I was like, no, I don't wanna do that. Cause I had seen them ads for it. I'm like, nah, this, I don't wanna do that. And I'm like, they're gonna pick on me. And she's like, no, they're not. That's when everything popped off for me. I was doing the country versions of rap songs. And around that time, Roddy Ricch was like really like killing the radio. And so that's when I had the idea to do Baller. I put the new forges on the G. I trap it till the blood of bottoms is underneath. Cause all my homies got it out the street. I keep 100 racks inside. When I put Baller on TikTok, it was getting some views at that time. I think it had like 200K when I looked, but I didn't want to tell nobody about it. Like I was doing this whole TikTok thing and I don't think I told none of my friends about it because I'm like, I don't want to speak about it too much or I'm going to jinx it. I go look and it was on Shade Room. Then I saw it on World Star and it was everywhere and I was like, oh, this is like really going viral. I think I got like 30,000 followers that day. I don't know, it was crazy. I think it showed me that, oh, you can actually like achieve that dream. So you need to keep going for this. And so I just kept going. I would find a song that morning and I would record it and post it that same night, like all week long. I was doing it more than my homework because I was still in college at the time. Girl, you got me higher than them Georgia pine. And it don't matter what I do. I entered Breland's songwriting contest that he had on Instagram for his song, In the Woods. I did this verse on it, posted it, and then he hit me up and said I won. And he was like, yeah, Chase Rice and Lauren Elena are going to record y'all verses. I was like, what? I think that was my first major, like, writing cut from a contest. Labels and stuff start calling. They'd be like, hey, yeah, we saw your video. And then, like, not call back. The only one that called that sounded genuine was Eric Hurt at Empire. And then they offered me a distribution deal, and I signed with Empire. Everybody down here loves them a dirt road. Past curfew, that's the way that you take home. One day I decided to post, like, my own original dirt road. I was scared. Like, I was nervous. I was going to make the wrong decision and just lose it all. But they really liked it. Thank the Lord. Because it let me know that they actually want to hear what I got to say, rather than just me covering other people's songs. And from Dirt Road on, that's when I kept going with the original content. Down through the water, ripples and the hollers, blaming on the way as rains. I was raised on handed down. The song I did called Raised Up. I really liked that song because it was a different sound for me. So I posted a snippet of it on TikTok, and it went viral.
Do you know how viral? Like 5.9 million dollars?
That's what it's got now? Dang. Raised Up ended up hitting number one on iTunes and was number four on Billboard's country digital sales charts, where artists like Luke Combs and Lord Georgia Line and Lil Big Town. I don't know, it's just crazy that people took time from listening to these superstars to check my song out. Since signing my deal, I've worked with Trey Lewis.
It's a rap. Down in Dallas. Remix. Rashad.
Cooper Allen.
Start digging that verse that Rashad threw on this song. And it's happening, baby!
Atlas, Fix, Ice Nine Kills, Blanco Brown, Willie Jones, Asking Alexandria, and we got one coming up with All That Remains. I think social media is necessary. It's a way to reach more people where word of mouth may just not do it. I've been working at this for a really long time, and it feels good that things are finally taking off. We're working on an album. I'm calling it It's Rashad, and it's spelled R-A-S-H-A-D, the real way, because I feel like this album's a big part of me. I've been doing music in Nashville for like 4 years, and I feel like I've been steadily gaining a fan base, and I feel like they're ready to hear a whole project from me. At the end of last year, I told myself that I was gonna start being more open with my fans, about me personally, so I could connect with them more. I just want my fans to know that I appreciate them, and like, I know I don't make like a sentimental post, and that's just because I'm bad at it. And I got anxiety and I hate talking, but I do appreciate y'all.
You've done a great job today.
I'm trying.
You're doing really well.
But when I get off this stool, I'm going to fall out. I get compared to Darius Rucker, Kane Brown. But the one I mostly get compared to is Jason Aldean. Like, to the point they say I look like the man.
Do you think you do?
I don't know. I put a cowboy hat on. I'm like, let's see what y'all saying a little bit.